Our town, Horseshoe Mountain, draped in a snowy kitchen apron in springtimes, rests her back against the blue sky. She's propped up reading the landscape of old paths, nearly filled in with mounding swards of Baltic rush, a few telephone poles, and ancient lilacs so tall and wide that an outhouse could fit inside, hidden by purple. It's where you lie down in green rushes near dry cow pies because the conchlery of red-winged blackbirds was too beautiful to hear. And a bee with saddlebags of pollen buzzes in a poppy near your ear. You see flashes of crimson epaulets when blackbirds all swoop from the blue to perch on long lines of matriarchs, gray, weathered fence poles shorn of branches and buds. How they play a lazy game of red rover, too old to run, their barbed wire arms lifted, holding hands with an iron grip on memories breezing through of pioneer women in faded dresses, planting lilac cuttings in dark and watered holes.